out of pocket. Nigga, Lil is crazy.
Yo, man.
I'm talking about shit. Snapped on her for leaving her phone.
That shit. I wish she was recording. That shit would have been another funny intro for this nigga Lil. This nigga Lil over here talking his shit. Yo, press record, yo. This nigga Lil in his back again, bro. This nigga Lil, man.
Dog, imagine us hearing that. I'd have been like, oh shit, we're
or I would have to peek around the corner like, yo.
I'd have yelled, yo, you going through phones now?
This nigga different. We can talk.
Bro, that's what we doing.
We can talk about that.
That's really what we doing.
It's going through phones, okay. What's the verdict on going through phones?
We can talk about it. We've been recording this.
Oh, for real, you have been? Oh, shit. This nigga Grundy on the sneak tip.
Feds out here, low key. I'm like Vlad.
Facts. Niggas could definitely talk about that. I mean, what you think, man? Is going through phones cool? Is that accepted in relationships? What's the deal with that?
I'm done. I'll never do it again. Like, I done did it, bro. And I just, like, I'm permanently traumatized. Like, I won't even if I know it's a notification. You want to get that? Somebody could be like, hey, can you get my phone? I'd be like, that's your phone.
Yeah, it's your phone.
I do not like touching people's personal belongings because I don't like people touching mine.
Likewise. Yeah, I don't go through phones. The one time I did go through my phone, it was with their permission. And I seen a whole bunch of stuff I didn't like. I was like, ooh, you can have this back. I'm cool.
Started to break you down,
yeah? Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
You didn't even know you had feelings like that.
Yeah, I was like, I'm reading my heart, like, sinking to my stomach. I'm like, oh, damn, this was really going on?
Bro, your heart was thinking
I was like, I thought I was a good nigga. She out here texting other niggas, yeah, I'm going to the barbecue with you. I'm like, oh, yeah, no.
Damn, she's setting up whole.
That's what I'm saying.
Whole plans with other niggas.
Old no niggas. Bueno. But like I said, it wasn't like, she went to the bathroom, let me check her phone. I was like, can I go through your? It was like, I didn't say, can I go through your phone? It was.
Yeah, where? How'd you ask that? How you set that up?
I forgot. It was like a minute ago. I think I did it jokingly, like, let me go through your phone.
Leave your mic on, right?
Yeah, it's like, his mic on. All so right. I was like, let me go through your phone jokingly, I think. She's like, yeah, go ahead. I'll unlock it for you. Unlocked it.
Oh, shit.
And I guess they didn't expect me to go through the messages.
She really just unlocked it for you? Like, yeah. That's interesting.
And, you know, I wasn't on those. Let me go to your phone type. Bitch, let me see your phone. I was like, yo, let me go to your phone real quick. I was joking stuff. So, yeah, you can go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some stuff. I was like, you can have your phone back. You okay? You okay? Nah, you can go home.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's what you hit her with?
Hit her with the you could go home?
Yeah.
He said, you can get up out of here.
Word.
Yeah.
Damn.
What's I mean, wrong? I you in the morning. So he said, no, like right now.
I mean, it'd be like that sometimes, unfortunately.
Yeah,
like,
but overall. Relationship going through phones. Nah, it's like I always say, going to the beach looking for sand. You bound to find something. Even if it's something like a hey from another like from another chick.
Them three letters can be crucial.
Yeah. Why is she texting you? I don't know. Did I text back? No.
Right.
So I don't know why she texted me. So
I feel like grabbing somebody's phone is like grabbing somebody's wallet.
Yeah. Grabbing like, my laptop.
You know what I'm saying?
I was always taught don't ever go through a woman's purse.
Yeah,
wallet.
Like, yeah.
And then nowadays, yeah. You know, phone. What I need to go through your personal belongings for?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me one thing, if I mess with you, I deal with you, I'm going to take your word for it until I see otherwise.
I'm word. At the point now. I don't even want
to
know.
Talking to the mic, bro?
Is it hot?
Is
it hot? It's prime night, nigga.
Come on, fam. This your third rodeo, bro.
For real. Like, that's how I've been here crucially looking at the phone. So now it's just like... Even if they ask, like, no, that's keep that to yourself.
Mm.
I'd rather not even know.
I feel you.
Yeah, no, and don't go through my stuff. Not to say I'm hot. Right. I'm hot and stuff, but like, what's the point of going through my stuff? I'm not going through yours.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
That's like me going to your crib and opening your mail. What am I doing that for?
But you know what a girl say when you say it like that? No, that's different. But it's really not different. You just
are you paying my phone bill? That's the main question.
Yeah.
Is your name on the bill? No, therefore you cannot go through my phone.
She's going to say, we in a relationship.
Yeah, that's...
We in a relationship.
Does the level of the situation or entanglement matter? Like, if you're in a committed relationship and should you ask to go through your phone, would you be more willing to do so as opposed to if y'all just met a couple weeks ago? Does the time...
Yeah,
the time
definitely, you know, plays a part because... Okay, you just meet. What you need to go through my phone for? What are you looking for?
Right.
I keep a lot of private stuff in my phone, like business information, like document numbers. Like, you may not be a person going through messages. You may be a person trying to scam me. So if I just meet you and we 2 weeks in,
mm-hmm.
I'm not letting you go through my phone. But if we 3 years deep, or, you know, we really got a strong rapport and I trust you, yeah, you can see my phone go through that. You can call that person. You can text that person back for me.
Right.
Cool. But don't think just because you see my phone there and you possibly know the passcode, mm-hmm. that I mean you can go through it.
Right. I feel you. Personally, I've been a goer through phoner before. Mm. You know what I mean? And every time I found some shit that I didn't like. Every time. And it didn't end well for me.
Oh, you a snapping, huh? Bitch, what the? Ooh, you know I didn't want to call you that. Oh, I'm so sorry, but damn, queen.
Nah, I never called a woman out her name, but I definitely did have some choice words. Because it's just like, I don't know, man. That's just.
Wait, let me ask you this.
I already had trust issues to begin with, and then you just proved me right. So it's just like, damn.
Let me ask you this. What gave you the motivation to go through the phone?
My intuition, bro, is so crazy. Like, I've said that maybe on this podcast and to you before, but, like, specifically, like, with women, like, when I have a feeling that something is wrong or I'm being lied to, mm-hmm. and it's like if I just straight up ask you and I still feel like I'm being lied to, I kind of just have to, like, go out my way to find the answer myself, and that was the result.
Got you.
Going through the phone. And, like I said, every time I had a quote-unquote hunch about something as far as being lied to or, you know what I mean, I felt like something was being done behind my back, every time I went through the phone, I was right.
But if you had that intuition, why didn't you just cut it off beforehand instead of going through the phone? That you felt like you was being lied to. Why are you like, I'm being lied to. My gut, my mind, my heart, everything is telling me being lied to. Let me just end it now instead of going through the phone mm-hmm. and getting your feelings hurt even more.
Because it's like in the midst of you know what I mean, in the midst of having that intuition, it's like, I could just be like, all right, you know, I'm just going to leave. But then the flip side is that, all right, well, what if I'm wrong? So it's like, it's the whole overarching of it is just overthinking on gotcha. Both sides. Overthinking is like, damn, I know I'm right. My intuition is telling me this. The universe is telling me this. And then the other side is that, well, what if you're wrong, bro? What if she really is doing you right and everything she's saying is the truth and you're out here blacking for no reason and could ruin the situation? So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
But unfortunately, I was always right. You know what I mean? I was always right. And then it was never, nah, you really out here bugging this and the third. Like, she may have felt like I was bugging because I was like, she was getting pressed the way she was getting pressed. But if I was right, you know what I mean? Why not just tell me the truth instead of just having me continue to press you over a situation?
Before we even introduce the podcast, we're cooking this by accident. I got another question for you.
For sure. Celestial Conversations, we here, by the way. We forgot. Celestial Conversations.
So
this the pre-production to the pre-production.
How did you get into the phone? You glanced over one day, was like, saw her passcode, and I was like, all right, when she go to the bathroom, I check it, or you just like snatched her phone out of here. Bitch, give me your phone. I know you texted Tony. Let me see. Like,
all right, so let me. Whoever Tony is, fuck you, bro. But so go back. What we in 2020? Let's go back to 2017. You know what I mean, when I was with my lady friend at the time, I don't believe she had a passcode on her phone. And if she did, like I like, she like put the phone on the couch. And I like caught it before the phone locked. Type time. You see what I'm saying? The phone was still unlocked. She threw it on the couch. Went upstairs to do what she had to do. I took the phone. You know what I mean, before it locked. That time, and then in my most recent relationship, every time I went through her phone, it was like either given to me or what I did was, you know what I mean, I peeped on the MacBook because she had her phone connected to the Mac. So you take the computer, set up a movie.
I haven't a movie for pull up, man.
Yeah, you take the MacBook, you know what I mean, set up the movie, open up iMessages and where, bro?
Dang, that happened to me before.
I got hip to some shit because if you delete a thread in your phone, mm-hmm. that drink is still on the iMac, yeah. on the MacBook, on yep. the iMessages, so
or your Apple Watch, whatever. Yeah. Like
this nigga Lil, like, yeah. damn, you put me.
So, yeah, if you connect it on your iPad, your MacBook, your Apple Watch, that and you delete it from your phone, up. It's still on the iPad and everything.
This is crazy. I don't see. You know, I never did that. I never put my same iCloud.
You never synced everything together?
Yeah, I never synced everything together.
Word. So, I feel you.
But for the people that did.
But before we continue, because I have some things to say on the IMAX situation,
mm-hmm.
let's introduce the podcast. Who are we and what are we doing here?
Word. Like I said, we just gave y'all the pre-convo before the convo. This is Celestial Conversations. episode. Oh, Grundy don't even know this week?
No, I know it. I want you to find out.
Grundy don't even know. All right. Bet. Episode 47. Holla at me.
Sure.
Holla at me.
Do you want to phone a friend?
Final answer.
Do you want to phone a friend?
Final answer. No, final answer. 4 + 7 = 11. 1-1. I'm confident, baby. Universe on my side this week.
And to be honest, I don't know, but I'm going with 47 as well.
Episode 47. Let's tap in. Let's get it. Episode 47, baby. We in here. Let's go.
Celestial Conversations, episode 47.
Let's get it.
We here, man. We got a special guest with us today.
Bow.
Introduce yourself, man.
Oh, wait. We didn't even fully introduce ourselves on some shit.
No.
Your boy.
Guess first, man.
Guess first, man.
Your boy.
Talking to the mic, brother.
Oh, my bad. I keep talking away from
the mic. Yeah, you scared of the mic, brother?
Yeah, man. I'm nervous.
It's his third time here.
Back with my guys. This is Steve.
Still not talking into the mic.
It's still not there.
You can move the mic, man. It's long enough. You can move it. You can move it, brother.
Checking one, check.
You good. Check. Third time's a charm, man. Tell them who we in here with, bro.
It's your boy Steve. At Chanel Rose, owner of At Chanel Rose, the clothing. Back with my guys again, man. They like family. Got some good stuff going on.
Word.
Glad to have you back. Thanks for joining us again.
Yes, sir.
Always, man.
Yes, sir.
So introduce yourself, brother.
Yes. And as always, man, it's your boy King Vaughn on the mic. You can follow me at KingXVaughn_ on the gram, Rugby_Reggie on Twitter. You know what I mean? And as always, to my left / in front of me,
Grundy the Ghost, your favorite co-host. You can follow me at The Grundy Show on Instagram and Twitter. But most importantly, follow us, the podcast, on Instagram at Celestial_Conversations and on Twitter at Celestial Convos. And let's get back into the conversation of going through phones and relationships, like a yay or nay for you. And for me, I said a nay.
Hey, man, like I said, I've done it. So it's like, I mean, I think going forward, my next relationship, I'm going to just go with my gut feeling and not have to feel like I don't have to resort to going through phones. Because like, if I don't trust you that much, I don't need to be with you at the end of the day. And that was the biggest proponent of me even doing it. I had trust issues.
Trust issues.
And it was because, you know what I mean, previous situations. It's like, I mean, like I said, the first incident I talked about, going through the phone and being proven right, that situation. And lack of trust trickled over into the next one after that, having lack of trust. And it's like, oh, I've been lied to before, this and the third. And then she lied to me, too, on certain things. So it was like, I don't know. It was just a domino effect in a way, and the trust never really grew.
Us gentlemen get hurt too sometimes, you know, and it carries on. That's real stuff, man.
At the end of the day,
and that's why sometimes we get called niggas because we still try and get over that hurt. We end up hurting young ladies and queens in the process.
Mm-hmm. That's never the intention.
It's never the intention, but it just happens sometimes because we still growing. We don't have everything in order yet. We still, some of us are still boys, still trying to become men. And some of us are trying to become more advanced men. So just give us time. Man. Honestly, it's like we're giving y'all time.
20 is about 18.
That's it. Yeah. Nah, you good. That's what it is. 2020 is about self-reflection.
Sometimes we just be a little, you know what I mean? Sometimes we just be a little, it happens, bro.
We trying to figure it out.
On this side. Sometimes we just be a little. A little bit of what, Aubrey?
Leaving me, dipping out on me already. Got what you needed, I guess. Quickly, learned yourself through me already. Gave you what you needed, I guess.
I guess.
That's why I had to give him the headphones.
So I'm not with nobody. All right, no,
cause I don't wanna hurt nobody.
Did it over text, didn't call me. Still got love for your mom.
Did it over text, didn't call me. That's ignorant.
Even if you gotta leave somebody, Aubrey always explained it the best.
Yes, right. This song be getting my bag. For real. I ain't gonna hold you.
And then, of course, you know what I mean? We gotta, this boy. You know, what y'all know about that man, Brent, bro? Sometimes you can be jaded, and then being jaded causes you to be, you know what I mean?
Put on the real nigga gospel.
Cause you to be insecure, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Let me get back into the story about how
niggas can be insecure, too, at the end of the day.
let me get back to the story about how
you want Brett to play in the background.
Yeah, you can play. Yeah, he can play in the background.
That's right, that's a perfect story.
That's my boy. You know what I'm saying? Brett got me through some times as well. You know what I'm saying? They call him toxic, but let's talk about how this iCloud comes in handy sometimes, and it can be a blessing and a curse. So the blessing, recently I had a thread. And it had full of photos somebody sent me, and I accidentally deleted from my phone. So I'm like, oh, dang.
Had the nudeskies.
No, not even nudes. Like, they were photos of me. Oh. So they were fire photos. I was like, oh, snap. Like, I deleted my phone. I can't get them back. Luckily, it was connected to my iPad. It was on my iPad, and I downloaded from there. But then the curse side of it, motherfucking had my messages connected to my MacBook. I let someone use my MacBook at the time for their homework.
How disrespectful is she?
Right. Let them use it. Let them use it for their homework. They went down, saw my message icon. Went through all my messages.
You should have snapped.
Oh, I did.
You should have snapped.
But wow. I peeped game. I'm like,
they call it toxic, but you should have snapped.
I'm like, well, this person is very quiet doing the homework. I hear typing, like, you know, it is doing the homework. Yeah. Then 10, 15 minutes go by. It's real quiet. I peep over. The whole demeanor changed.
Oh, boy.
I know what's going on over there.
Facts.
Let her do her thing. She already seen what she's seen, so let her do her thing.
My thing is,
you went to the beach looking for sand. Now, what I gave you my laptop for your personal use, and you used it for ill intention. So that's your fault.
You should have snatched it back. Now, what the hell wrong with you?
I did. I said, you ain't doing your homework no more.
Crazy.
I said, you ain't doing your homework no more. I shut that joint real quick. And we
talked
about
it.
How
fast did you shut it? Like, slam?
Like, almost like it was a flip phone. Like, click. Like,
facts.
It's funny.
I don't know, man. I think it just goes back to these. Do you think? I don't even know how to ask this question because, I mean, at the end of the day, people have been cheating since the beginning of time.
That's true.
I just think cell phones may have caused folks to get caught easier.
A lot easier. A lot easier.
No cap.
You feel me? So it's like
locations to seeing who you like, seeing who commented on somebody's photo, see who followed somebody, like all that weird stuff. Like, it's so much easier to get caught up now.
Facts.
And sometimes get caught up when you're not even doing nothing.
Exactly. I mean, Instagram saved people by taking away the activity tab.
I'd have been in big trouble.
People were saved by taking away the activity tab. You heard?
What you mean? What was the activity tab? I'm like an old head.
You know how on Instagram, if you went to what part was it? Like, if you went to the
likes.
Yeah, if you went to the likes.
Uh-huh.
And then it showed all your notifications. But then if you swiped over, it showed, like, people you followed, what they liked, who they just followed recently.
That's crazy.
And everything.
That's what was going on?
Yeah.
So you know that was there on the gram?
Yeah.
I seen it, but for some reason I always thought, like, it was, like, the Explorer page. Like,
oh, nah, that's something different.
Where it was, that's crazy, though.
Nah, it was, like, on the same joint with your likes. So, like you just said, it would have your likes on it, and then it'd be a little tab say, for you, and then it say... A friend's a friend or something like that. You slide over to that tab, it'll be like, Lil just like Gunna's pick.
Yep. It was saying.
And then
it
Lil
was
just followed Javon.
So you like 13 of her picks.
It was being known.
You caught up.
It was being known.
Gosh, that is treacherous.
It was being known, yo. Like, yo, this man Lil over here just liked this shorty whole catalog.
That's crazy.
He just followed 7 other shorties. You know what I mean? It was being known. Mm-hmm. So Beloved could just peep. Right off, and especially if you didn't follow a lot of people, like that one person's activity was getting, you know what I mean, it was all right there.
It was like Twitter. It's like you be on Twitter.
Are you serious, yo?
Yeah, bro.
I'm about to say Twitter is no. It ain't. You know, you can't do nothing on Twitter.
Right, but I'm saying the notifications on Instagram would have popped up like you was tweeting, like Lil this, Lil followed that person, Lil like Brianna's 12 photos.
Facts. It was four days ago. Shit was getting
aired.
was getting aired out. Lil just like
real.
Just like Tiana's photo from 2016.
Right.
Dream was getting aired out quick.
Wow.
Facts.
I didn't know it was that deep.
That's like, yo. The two constants that get brought up on this pod lately is always one is communication
always,
and then social media somehow finds a way to get brought up as being a positive or a negative.
Because that's the world nowadays. A lot of people don't communicate. And everybody on social media, and that plays a big part in communication.
Facts. This is true.
Because a lot of people won't interact face-to-face. They'd rather DM or comment to get my attention. I mean, it works. It's beneficial sometimes. But if your only resort is to comment or socialize that way, then that's the bad part.
Facts.
That is the horrible part.
Let's see what happened when y'all meet up in person. That just quiet crickets in the background. Just
facts. Sometimes it is, yeah.
Sometimes it be like that.
And it's sad.
That's that's horrible for real.
Facts. Because it just be mad awkward, and it'd be like, damn, I'm just trying to have a conversation, but it don't. It's like, am I doing something wrong? Like, am I making Shorty nervous, or can she just not hold a conversation in person?
Facts. It's like she retarded.
You know you're not allowed to say that word.
Oh, my bad. Excuse me.
Man, you remedial. What that mean? You retarded. Facts, though. It's like, damn. Come on, queen. I know you be doing all. You be putting up TikToks on Instagram. You know what I mean? Got a selfie up on every other day. IG story is always got a clip in it. Come up in person. You can't have a convo. It's like, damn. You could at least talk about the weather.
Something.
So you can't even do that. Word, something. It's like, damn.
Even life during quarantine, something. Come on, you gotta do something.
Facts.
No cap.
Man. Big facts. But man, so we could talk about relationships and that that topic for the whole pod. But
yeah.
Every episode, we could talk about something about relationships.
Yeah, it'll be a different point every joint.
Every single time. Facts. Different story every time.
Because we all got our own stories about different dealings and situationships with young ladies. So. Like I said, we could dead talk about that every episode, for sure.
Indeed, but since we have a black business owner, another fellow black business owner.
Facts. That's what we are going to talk about today. One of the more requested topics, you know what I mean, in regards to what the audience wants the celestial beings to talk about, and that is that's talking about, you know what I mean, black-owned business and the black dollar, and I mean, and the importance of that brown skin. Shout out to India Irie, you know what I mean? Because we definitely do love that brown skin, you know what I mean? Definitely love that brown skin, specifically on them brown queens, you feel me?
Children of the sun. This is a good vibe.
Oh, yeah. I don't even smoke. I'd be like, yo, where's the loud at, yo?
Listen to Jill Scott.
I'd be like, yo, where's that loud? I'm trying to roll up. Just, you know what I mean? Explore a queen's mind real quick.
Facts.
Shout out to India Irie, man. And that brown skin. But, yo, yes. So that's what we're going to talk about today, man. We finally gonna touch on, you know what I mean, black-owned business. And the importance of keeping the dollar black. The importance of keeping a dollar black during quarantine. What companies and what corporations we've seen that have actually supported Black Lives Matter and, you know what I mean, the black movement lately, given all this type of stuff. And more importantly, in regards to that, whether we think the support for Black Lives Matter and black folks is legitimate or just a money grab from these companies. You know what I mean? But
that's good. Thanks. That's a hard
word. But first, like, since we got, well, truthfully, we got two black business owners here.
Nah, I'm three, technically.
Yeah, well, three. Yeah. Technically, but the service I provide, you don't got to pay for. And I mean, both of y'all have clothing lines, so.
True.
You know what I mean? Asking, I'm gonna really be the interviewer this episode. It seemed like so. You know what I mean, Grundy, Lil Grundy. You know what I mean? What are Well, first, you know what I mean, reintroduce the two companies y'all each have. Let me start there.
Well, this is me, Grundy. The company I have outside of Celestial Conversations is Alternative Demand, which is a multimedia company. But right now I'm using an apparel platform to build my platform in order to, you know, get the equipment and the proper funds to build and get my outreach to other people as well. But it just means the change that's needed, Alternative Demand.
Facts. And Lil, man, you shouted out in the beginning, but let the people know one more time, bro. What's the name of your clothing line?
Chanel Rose, at Chanel Rose on Instagram. That's most likely where you can get, like, the most feedback from us. A lot of people always ask where I got the name from. That's my daughter's name. So that's, like, really her name, both names. But, yeah, it's just a clothing line. Not just, like, you know, regular, I would say, just throw up name on a shirt type situation. We just really into fashion.
Facts.
Trying to conquer it all.
Fly God.
On the board. Facts.
Fly God, aka Lil, aka Westside Gun over here.
Boom.
But shout out Griselda. Facts. But so yeah, I mean, what let's just start with the basic question to some people out there that may be trying to start a clothing line or start a black business in general. Like, what were the steps that you guys took in the beginning to get you guys to where you are now? Like, you know what I mean? Obviously, what sparked the idea? I mean, you're just into fashion. You like to get flea. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, you know, I mean, on a deeper level, like, what made you want to essentially give a message through clothing?
That's a good question.
Because you kind of, Grundy, you just broke down, the deeper meaning of AD, you know what I mean, and what it means. I was going to call you Chanel.
That's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with it, bro.
Facts. Lil, you just broke down the... You know what I mean? What Chanel Rose means to you outside of just the name. You know what I mean? Obviously, it being your daughter's name and everything like that. So it's more than just a bite off Chanel or whatever.
It don't have nothing to do with them.
Facts.
A lot of people see it and be like, you took the name. But it's like, nah, that's my daughter's name.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Facts. So, what made you guys want to go the clothing route? You know what I mean? As far as, like I said, getting your message for the deeper meaning behind it.
I went the clothing route because everyone wants to feel like they're a part of something.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing is the best way, whether it's a hat, a headband, a t-shirt, socks, shorts, whatever. Like, the person will feel more attached to the brand if they're rocking it. And they know the story behind it, and they know the owner or the owners behind it. So that's what it meant for me. And just like I said, the name in itself, it really resembles the change that's needed within the world itself. Like, we need peace. We need unity in the black community. Keep the dollar black.
Bars.
These are all things that was on the low. These are all things that I wanted for a long time, just seeing growing up. I just want a better world for us all, whether black, you know, green, whatever. But I really want it for my black people, mm-hmm. the indigenous being of this nation and the world.
Facts. I can dig that for sure. What about you, Lil? What made you, outside of it, you know what I mean, being a fly nigga, what made you want to be like, yo, I want to take my fashion sense and actually create something for myself, or create something create something for yourself, you know what I mean, because it's your brand, your ideas, you know what I mean, bringing it to life.
I would really say, when I, like, honestly, I'll be totally honest with you, bro, no, like, I was always in the dressing,
mm-hmm.
but as far as like making my own stuff, I didn't make my first piece until 2018. And honestly, the reason it got, like, you know, like, really pursued is for because I caught a case.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, it was a BS case, but through my little sit down, you know, when they hold you, I just kind of like thought, and one of the thoughts was like, you know, just like, what's something that you'll do that you love that's not going to feel like work?
Gotcha.
And the first thing that came to my mind is like, you know, I'm always looking at clothes. I always was into, you know, like, the higher brands and stuff like that. I always was looking at their, like, fashion shows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, after that, I was just like, you know, I'm going to try it.
Facts.
I'm going to try something. You feel me? Even if it don't work, I'm going to try it because I like clothes a lot.
Facts.
So, I put out a jacket, and then it kind of, you know, it did good. And then after that, it's just more so, like, I feel like it's a way of expressing myself.
Got you.
So I feel like, honestly, like, a lot of people think I'm cool. I think I'm a very weird person.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as you know, sometimes I wake up, I know people see me and be like, what the hell is, like, bro was, like, a skateboarder yesterday. Now he got on, like, a whole, like,
got a whole different drip.
Yeah, like, a whole different style. So, that's what I think. I think with fashion, like, without you saying something, at least me, I feel like if I see you and I look at you, you know, your clothes can kind of, you know,
it's
what I mean? I
feel
like, like, you can kind of, you can't tell all the way what kind of person it is, but I feel like you can judge something correctly.
Facts.
So it's like, you know, you could definitely tell, like, oh, this person is open-minded if it's something different, stuff like that.
Word. That's what's up. That makes sense on both fronts, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, sometimes, you know what I mean, when you're going through a situation, sometimes just reflecting on it, you know what I mean, and figuring out how to get yourself out of that situation is necessary. And then, as we say, none of us really want to work for the man. So, you know what I mean, being your own boss and doing what you actually have a passion for is, you know what I mean, it's half the battle right there. Because a lot of people, 90% of the people, majority of the people on this planet is doing something that they genuinely do not love or want to do.
Right.
So the fact that both of y'all are, you know what I mean, are doing something that you enjoy and started something that you actually enjoy is is a positive, like I said, and have to battle for sure.
Facts.
But
I love seeing y'all in my stuff. Everybody that get anything.
Facts.
Likewise.
You know what I mean?
It's a blessing.
It's so appreciated.
Yeah.
Like I can't even say it enough. Like, it's really like a great feeling. Like,
facts.
For real.
I can only imagine. Like, I'd be hyping people be like complimenting us on the pod, but like seeing somebody in your gear,
yeah,
that's probably a whole different euphoria for real.
It's crazy, bro.
Facts.
Super crazy.
Facts. So
I made that. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah, like that. Oh, crazy. Crap. Like, wow.
Exactly. That dream sitting like that.
When I was when I was going to Florida, bro, I'm in the airport,
mm-hmm,
and this boy had on my bag, and I was like,
damn.
I sent it to bro. I was like, that changed my whole day.
Word.
I had missed my flight.
Damn. Like, you ran down on them and said,
like,
yo.
I had a $25 flight. I missed my flight. Had to pay $200.
Damn.
So as I'm sitting, then I had to wait like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, honestly, you know, I smoke not to promote drugs. I had to go smoke.
Ain't a drug. It's a plant.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. It's a plant. I was a little irritated. And then I'm like, looked up like, hold up, that's like the same bag as mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, that is mine.
Right. That's fire.
It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling.
That's fire. So, but with all that being said, you know what I mean, the positive aspects and everything, like, what are some of the complications you guys have run into so far with starting a clothing line and then the second half of that I'll ask afterwards. So what are some of the complications you've ran into as far as, you know what I mean, whether it be production or just getting it started, you know what I mean, finding the right pieces and fabrics, whatever kind of complications you run into, what have they been?
I don't really look at it as a complication. I just learned, took it as like a lesson learned. Mm-hmm. But more so finding the right materials, the right people to deal with, like how fast they ship and that type of stuff. The quality of products,
mm-hmm,
what you can put on that product, whether it's embroidery or if it's heat press, if it's vinyl, like you have to look into those things. You can't just throw something on something.
Right.
And that's another thing as well. You can't just throw something on a piece of material because people may not always gravitate to it. And you want to have a story behind it and the meaning behind it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say it was a complication for me, but I just want future business owners to notice, like, the money not always going to come right away. It's going to take time.
Facts.
Like, it's not going to happen overnight.
Facts, bro.
And that's a good thing that it doesn't happen overnight, because if it does happen overnight, you can lose it in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
facts.
It's losing it. Be not patient. Right. You know
facts.
What I'm saying? Stay humble throughout the whole process, because it's going to kick off one day. And then when it does kick off, don't stop there. Keep on grinding. Keep on going. So kick off again. So you keep elevating. Don't get complacent and just plateau.
That is the truth, bro. You have to have patience. I think just feeding off what you said, I feel like if you don't have the patience and it's something that goes away from you, I technically don't think it's for you.
Yeah, it wasn't for you.
Because if you feel like it's like Dame Dash said, like if you something you love and you're doing it constantly, you don't feel like it's work.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like if you feeling any kind of hostility towards it, like, of course you're gonna have problems.
Mm-hmm. Always.
But like you said, like you know what I mean, you just gotta keep going. For real.
Facts. Facts. So now in the part B of that I had was in regards to complications. Do you feel as though, you know what I mean, whether it be your inner circle, but just black people in general have supported you the way that you feel as though you may have wanted them to? Because like I said, the part of this is getting to like the black dollar and the importance of keeping the dollar black, and how a lot of black folks will go out and drop the bag on, you know what I mean, Gucci, you know what I mean, Amiri, Louis, YSL. I mean, the list goes on. But when it comes to, one, your inner circle, but two, you know what I mean, supporting a black owned business, you know what I mean, they don't really, they're skeptical, they are reluctant to do so, or are asking for a discount, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, how do you feel as though your community has supported you guys the way that you would have expected?
Yeah, for me, I feel like I got a lot of support from my black community, because they fuck with the mission behind it and the name itself. It sparks a conversation. Alternative Man, what does that mean? And you know, you tell everybody what it means. They're like, oh, okay. And the black community really support, especially like my family. That's the biggest support I got so far. Like,
facts.
Keep going. Keep doing this if you need help. Or, yo, that jacket fire. Let me cop it right now before. Don't even post it on the gram yet. Let me get it. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Word.
But, yeah. And like I talked about last episode, Mike Scott, that's a brother of color. He supported me heavy. So, yeah.
Facts. Facts. What about
With
you,
me,
Al?
Same thing. Really, like, honestly, outside of what I just said to y'all of how it started, I put, like, the jacket that I was talking about, I just made one for myself. That was, like, my first ever piece. And honestly, the only reason I put it out is because my bro was, like, on my ass. Like, bro, that shit is fire. You got to put that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, the support, definitely, like, you know, with family and friends, that's really, you know, even I don't feel like I'm where I want to be at, but, you know, I have leveled up a few steps, and that just comes from the good support of the people that surround me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I definitely think, and all my, you know, anytime I bumped into somebody kind of special, that always came from, you know, our community. So,
word.
You know what I'm saying?
And so, but we're staying on this topic. Why do you feel as though, like, the black community is reluctant to, you know what I mean, support within the community? Like, why do you feel as though we have black businesses around us, but we will ask for a discount, or we won't want to support? Like, where does that stigma come from? Previous service from other black businesses?
Yeah.
Or black folks just?
It comes from a lot of things. Like, other black businesses, sometimes either other racist businesses, just business as a whole. Like, people are always like, just a young boy from down the street. I don't know if his quality gonna be alright, so let me ask for a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And when a discount question comes about to me, I always ask, are you gonna go to Best Buy and ask for a discount off rip? I know you're gonna try it and swindle it, but when they don't give it to you, you're gonna pay that full price at the end of the day. So don't try to come to me, somebody that's trying to make it to Best Buy status. Don't try to shortchange me, because I won't try to do that to you. I'll support you whole way, probably even more.
Facts.
Especially being a black person. Like, if I see you, I'm saying, I'm trying to get my black dollar to you instead of Tommy Hilfiger or something like that.
Facts, man. For real. I mean, I think, like, it's a little bit of everything. That's a good one. I do, like bro said, I think it comes from, you know, multiple businesses, not just us, not just our community as a whole. Damn, that's tough. Like, that's super tough. Because you do get some people that strictly do things for money.
Yeah.
So when you do things for money, especially on a clothing tip, with, like, I'll be honest, like, you can triple money with clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people see that and think that it's, like, so easy. And it's like, oh, I'm going to just throw something on a shirt and sell it for $15, $20. You know what I'm saying? And it's
Facts. Like,
they might not take their time with the quality, so they might just they may not even know. They may go somewhere, buy some shirts, not knowing that it's bad quality, and then they may have their own machine or have somebody that they know that'll cut them a deal and put something on a shirt.
Facts.
And then, you know what I mean? You don't get the best of quality, but the person's doing it for the flip, and they don't, you know what I mean? They don't really know that, oh, when I throw it in the washer, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So
it's
going to
shrink or fade or whatever the case.
Something will come off, like, you know what I mean? And I think also it comes from, like, how some people deal with their customers.
Yeah.
I think that plays a big part.
Customer service,
and with, like, being, I don't even want to say black. I'm going to just say, like, you know, brown, like, just brown as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, your quality, whatever you do, is like, if you really care about it, you have to really, really tap into it and make sure it's straight.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our community, you get put on blast, bro.
Quick.
We put each other on blast the worst.
Yeah,
and I'm
going
to be real, like, sometimes.
That's the worst.
Some, like, I'm not racist or anything, but sometimes these other white companies that do us wrong don't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know,
facts.
But it's like, you know, somebody brown does something wrong, instead of, like,
pulling
them to the side and say, like, yo, bro, you know, I bought a shirt, threw it in the washer, I happened.
Mm-hmm.
How can we work it out?
Exactly.
With this social media thing being a thing, it's like, people's natural instinct is to run to social media.
Like, screenshot it.
So it's like, oh, look at this. Or, you know what I mean? Or even, let's just say you out of town and something went wrong. Then it's like the person's like, oh, they're ignoring me.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. So,
yep.
But that's a perfect segue to what the next question was. But to tap into what you just said, it's like, as I see on black Twitter all the time, you know what I mean? People getting exposed for, you know what I mean? Somebody like a shorty reaching out to, a girl, a hairstylist or a nail technician to get her hair and nails done, and them just having bad customer service and the girl, you know what I mean, the one to get her nails and her hair did, cursing the shorty out because they just have bad customer service. And that's one of the things that I see that's consistent with black companies, is that if the customer service is not A1, then it's, you know what I mean, you're not going to get recommended and you're going to lose service. Like you said, quality and customer service should be number one on black-owned businesses, because at the end of the day, we already have to fight harder, you know what I mean, to even get the business opened. Yeah. So it's like if the quality of the service you're providing and then the customer service you're providing after the service is given are not A1, it's not going to thrive. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? That's just, you know what I mean, the consequences of the beast at the end of the day. But then, like I said, the piggyback off what you said at the latter, Lil, was – like you said, white folks could do us dirty on these businesses, and black folks are still.
We don't say anything, bro.
Nah, we don't bat an eye, and we still drop a bag on that. So it's like, with that, like, why do you think that is? Like, why do we still see, you know what I mean, clothing lines like H&M putting out that hoodie that came out last year with the greatest monkey in the jungle on the black child, on the black child, or, man, you know what I mean, the Gucci and everything putting out the blackface hoodies in collection, but black folks are still dropping bands on all these high end fashion clothing lines. So it's like, why do we continue to get, you know what I mean, discredited or degraded by these clothing lines and these high-end fashion Europeans, but black folks are still
going,
you know what I mean, flooding in with money? Like, why do y'all think that is?
It's that MK Ultra, man. They brainwash.
This is true.
They see it just like we saw Drake in blackface, get in the uproar for a little bit, forget about it. Then you see somebody like Gucci Mane sign to Gucci. Oh, you think, oh, Gucci, you know what I'm saying? They cool. They got Dapper Dan. They got Gucci, the rapper. They cool. They for black people. When, in honesty, no, they not. So we get tricked and bamboozled and swindled all the time. And that's the main reason why we keep giving the black dollar to the white man.
Facts.
Like,
it's just a cycle.
They don't even know. Like, I feel like we have right now in this generation, we are like, it's a lot of clothing lines going around. Like,
facts.
It's a lot going on in the brown community. Mm-hmm. So if you search, like, y'all got a lot to choose from, and you don't even gotta spend Gucci money. You can still, I've seen some new black designers that are fire, bro. Mm-hmm. And honestly, in my opinion, not just because I'm no Malcolm X or Jesse Jackson or anything, but really, like, better than these designers. You know what I'm saying? But
facts.
You know, I think, like, you know, we go hard on each other. I don't know why. Like, I think it plays into a whole lot of stuff, but we go extra hard on each other. Like,
yeah, it's whack. Cause like
it's super whack. Because we have the power to make each other Gucci and Louis Vuitton. We
sure do.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do.
Like, and can you just imagine if we actually, like, tapped into that power? Like, you've been on Fifth Ave in New York, right?
Yeah.
Like, you imagine if we had a Fifth Ave of all black clothing lines, bro?
Bro.
So for those who don't know what Fifth Ave is, or Soho in New York, Soho was obviously like the fashion district of the fucking world, for one.
Facts.
You know what I mean? It's where, like, Louis, Gucci, every high-end fashion store you can think of is, like, on just several blocks. Fifth Ave is the same way, you know what I mean? You look to your left, you see Gucci. You look to your right across the street, you see Louis. It's just, like, the whole block or blocks are just high-end fashion stores, and they're all in that one area. Like I said, can you just imagine if we had that? Like, the same way we have Black Wall Street, but instead of, like, barbershops and grocery stores and stuff like that, they were just high-end fashion stores.
It'd
be crazy. It'd be super
fashion.
Crazy.
Facts. That would be dumb bro.
Be
like,
super,
yo,
you think about it. That would
be
a
fire.
Thing. That would be, like, a thing. It probably would be, like, a weekend or a day involved with that.
Yeah, for
everybody's
sure.
Everybody's going to want to go there.
Fashion Week would be there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be in Soho no more.
It would be there.
It would, like, be there.
Or we would have our own.
Yeah, that too. Or we have our own. It's crazy, bro. It's super crazy.
We really have the power to make each other, like, these names.
We're a $1 trillion spending.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, Reese.
Facts.
And they got money right now.
Yeah.
We ain't going to say where y'all got the money from, but y'all have money right now.
Facts.
So please keep the dollar fluctuating, man. Like, I ain't going to lie. Me being a designer, I'm going to be real with you. A lot of people, y'all spoke on Gucci, a lot of people feel like because Dapper Dan works there and he has a certain amount of control, that's why they buy from Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and when you say that, it's like 50-50.
Same way with Louis and Virgil.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Same thing with Louis and Virgil. So some people would say that to you. And I won't lie, like, some of their stuff these are great designers. Some of, you know,
yeah,
some of their stuff is fire. Facts. Super fire.
But it's like, it just goes back. Like, this is why, like, this conversation, like, as far as keeping the dollar black and everything like that, specifically in the fashion industry, is like, if you really go back and listen to the stuff that Kanye West was saying, like, 1, 2, 3, 4 years ago when he was having all these big talks about it, or just go to the interview when he was arguing with Sway, and Sway was like, Kanye, why can't you do it yourself? Why can't you, you're Kanye West, why can't you just take the money and do it yourself, blah, blah, blah. And Kanye was like, yo, one, it's not that easy. And just pretty much whatever he said, Kanye just pretty much being like, yo, it's like, you really can't, like, go against these corporations and try to make something your own, because you're just going to get either, like, ostracized, or not going to get, like, the production, or, like, the warehouses to be able to supply, like, the clothing lines that you, the clothes that you want to do. But this is the stuff that Kanye was talking about, and, like, what he was really trying to do, but because he couldn't get the control he wanted within the companies, and then even still, he's not really, I mean, he's making clothes now, but he had to partner with Adidas to even get to what he wanted to do. Like, it's like, even still, him being Kanye West, he still couldn't. Facts. It's like the only, right. It's like the only, like, main, like, black designer I can think of that may have really done it by himself and it didn't have to collab with somebody to do it is Jerry with Fear of God. And I mean, Fear of God is its own conglomerate. It's not like Fear of God and Gucci or Fear of God and YSL. Fear of God is its own company. And
I would
black
say
owned.
Kind of Pharrell too.
Oh, Ice Cream?
Yeah, with Ice Cream
and
BBC.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. But even so, that's only two people.
Right.
So it's like, it's not that big. And so it's like, people say, like you said, oh, Dapper Dan's with Gucci. What's his name? Virgil's with Louis. But like I said, a question I proposed in the beginning, it's like, and it also touches on, like, these companies supporting Black Lives Matter. It's like, do you really think these companies really give a fuck about the black community and supporting the black folks, or it's just a money grab for them? It's like, all right, let me bring this nigger in here and be the spokesman for our company so that we can get the black folks under our wing again. You know what I mean? Let me make this Black Lives Matter commercial so that the black folks can think that we support them. You know what I mean? It's like, do we, how much do you really think that they care? You see what I'm saying?
I believe it's half and half. I believe some companies really do support the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
I may have to do my Googles again, but I'm pretty sure they said, like, Netflix is giving, like, millions of dollars to a lot of banks or black banks or something like that.
I
could be wrong, but I'm going to research on that. But then there's other companies that I think are doing it for a cash grab, just for, you know, the commercials, the airtime, throw it on a T-shirt, this and that. I think they are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But the best way to find out who's really for us is, see who's going to, like, build playgrounds in a neighborhood and open up gyms and stuff like that and, you know, really donate to education reform and stuff like that. That's how we're going to see if black lives truly matter. And at the same time, policemen and women that are from our neighborhoods who can, you know, decrease the crime or the wrongful killings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we'll find out if black lives really matter, through these companies' contributions.
Word. Do you think that black people will ever, like, truly boycott some of these companies? Because, like, for those of you who don't know, like let's do a little history dive real quick. I mean, I don't have the exact dates and everything like that or the time frame, but, like, back in the day, I don't know, like, I don't even know what year it was, but at one point in time, like, after the Rosa Parks thing happened, black folks boycotted the public transportation system for almost 2 years or something crazy. It was like, it was over a year.
Yeah, it's a year and some change.
And that's what caused public transportation to allow or to desegregate, you know what I mean, public transportation, and didn't have the color folks sitting all the way in the back. You could sit wherever you wanted. But we boycotted them for a year plus before that happens. You know what I mean? Like, do you think black folks, like, we see that Chick-fil-A is a Trump supporter, but if you look at that Chick-fil-A line, that bitch is long as shit every day, and 50, if not 75% of them people in that line be black folks. Like, do you think black folks could boycott Chick-fil-A? Do you think we could really boycott these high-end fashion companies and really make a change? Or do you think black folks just, it's whatever?
Chick-fil-A, you know what? I ain't trying to bash them, but we really should. It's hard. It's hard. Because Chick-fil-A got, I don't know what's in that recipe. I don't know if it's cocaine itself or, but, you know, just only reason I'm saying we should is because not only the Trump thing, but a lot of people like didn't say anything, or I don't know if they didn't see it, but like throughout the whole like George Floyd thing and a couple other things,
like Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah, like the Blue Lives Matter. So. Yeah, we really should boycott Chick-fil-A, but it's like, it's not going to lie, it's hard, man. It's super hard, but we have the power, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely think we have the power. I'm not going to lie, me personally, like, as far as, like, Gucci, Montclair, bro, no, like, when the whole blackface thing came out, I'm not going to lie, bro, I'm not exaggerating. I had 3 Montclair jackets that I gave away. I had 2 Gucci hoodies. I had Gucci headband. Everything from them I got rid of.
Damn. That's bread giving up, too.
Bro, that's, yeah. That's
that's like, that's yeah, bread giving up, bro.
Them, is not cheap.
Them Claire's is a stack plus.
So, and not just be, not that I was trying to be like extra, but, and like I said, I'm no activist, but we give these people a lot of money to do what they do.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, if y'all really think about it, we create the new collections,
the new trends
every single year. So, like,
mm-hmm.
that's just basically like telling them they could slap us in our face. Like, you know what I mean? So, honestly, I've been on some, like, if I'm not buying, like, from, you know, up and coming clothing, when I go to the mall, I've been telling bro lately, I buy everything 400, bro. Like, if I want to go on a shit like, bro, when I went on vacation, that's the only thing that I splurged on. Like, outside of that, just because, you know, I know it's going to my homie. So, outside of that, I haven't really, I don't really buy anything else.
Tell them what 400 is.
I was about to say, 400, that's a clothing line?
Yeah, that's YG. So,
okay.
If y'all could, you know, y'all could catch bro on.
He got his stuff in stores?
Zoomies.
Oh, wow, okay.
Zoomies hard. He got it. I know Nordstrom had a few collections. And bro stuff is really fly to me. I think it's really, like, you know what I mean? It's definitely good quality. Like, it's more so on the, like, simple, you know, fly side. But
some Cali shit.
Yeah, on some, you know what I mean? On some Cali shit. But his stuff is fire to me.
Word.
So, if y'all want to, you know, mainstream joint.
You got the boycott thing up? I pulled it up, too. Or you got something else?
No, I got the how much Netflix was donating. Okay. So, it said Netflix would donate $100 million to financial institutions and organizations that directly support black communities in the United States, the company announced Tuesday in a blog post.
Facts. And I believe I saw a YouTube ad yesterday in regards to Discover Bank donating $5 million to black-owned businesses this summer.
Okay.
And it's a backtrack real quick.
And a nice $2 million over here. I mean,
that's facts. Word. Facts.
Give us that Billy for real.
Shit. Like, that's for damn sure.
They scared of that.
Reparations. That's a whole nother conversation, facts, though, but... In regards to the boycott, real quick, the boycott I was referencing is the Montgomery bus boycott. It was a political and social protest campaign against the policy of racial segregation on the public transit system of Montgomery, Alabama. It was a seminal event in the civil rights movement. The campaign lasted from December 5th, 1955, the Monday after Rosa Parks, an African-American woman. Y'all know who Rosa Parks is. So it started the Monday after. So this shit, they didn't waste no time. I don't know what day of the week December 5th was in 1955, but let's just say it was a Friday. So that Monday, they started boycotting, and the boycott lasted until December 20th of 1956. So a year and like a week and a half is when black folks in Montgomery, Alabama boycotted the bus system. Now, granted, I wonder what they... The first date was December 5th, 1955. And it's, damn.
It was a Monday.
It was a Monday. Yeah, okay.
The Monday after, yeah.
So I guess they took a week to plan, I guess, and figure out what they was going to do. And then, they tapped in. And there was also a Baton Rouge bus boycott, apparently, on February 25th, 1953. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, City Parish Council passed Ordinance 222 after the city saw protesting from African Americans when council raised the city bus fares. Okay. So we boycotted when the fares got too high. We boycotted when Rosa Parks got arrested wrongfully. I mean, yeah, it's like boycotting and protesting has a – I'm kind of indifferent about it these days because I don't really know – first of all, we're not doing nothing long enough. That's really what it is. We're not doing nothing long enough to make a difference.
I remember you and I had that conversation when you asked me about the protest. You're like, bro, you going to protest? I said, bro, nah. Like, you know I'm all for all the movements, but – what's the end goal? Like, yeah, they may protest for a day. Everybody say what they got to say, but what's the real end goal? Like, are they going to meet up at this protest and say, okay, after this day, we're going to boycott X, Y, and Z after this? Like, that, 9 times out of 10, that's not happening. So, like, that's what I really got into the bag of. Like, yo, what's really the point of going? Like, what's the end goal? Like, is it going to protest for one day and the next day y'all fighting over sneakers or a chicken sandwich? Like, come on now.
Exactly. Like, one, like the biggest boycott I went to was, like, the real big one in Wilmington when we was on 95 and everything like that, and it ended in front of the police station. Then I think Caruso just banged on the whole Blazers defense. So, yeah, the one I went to was when we was on 95 and it ended in front of the police station. And I just, like, it. The way it ended was this, right? And truthfully, like, no offense to anybody that may have been there and is listening to this, but the what they were asking for was dumb as hell. Like, I'm going to explain to you. So we was all squad deep in front of the police station, right? And we actually had the mayor pull up, which was kind of crazy. You know what I mean? That was interesting that we had that much of an impact that the mayor was there. But, like, the 5 or 10 people that was, like, I guess you could say, heading the protest, and, you know what I mean, when they had the mic out, they was the one speaking on the microphone. What they were asking for was they had the police chief come up and was like, will you accept any officer's badge who resigns right now and says that they're going to resign because of police brutality? So it was like they were expecting police officers to resign
on the spot
in front of the whole city because of police brutality. No, so it's like you're admitting the racists or the police that believe in All Lives Matter to expose themselves in front of the entire city, hand the badge over to their police chief and resign on the spot, like, say, in front of the entire city of Wilmington. It's like expecting a KKK member to take his Clan mask off.
Yeah, show us who you are.
Yeah, show us who, like, you are right now.
Like in front of, like, you know what I mean?
Sit there and look at you like, no.
Yeah, it's like, where I would have got away with it if it wasn't for the meddling kids and that stupid dog. Like, what are y'all asking for? It's like, this don't even make any sense. And so the one brother got on the mic and was like, police chief such and such, will you accept any officer who hands over his badge and resigns today? The police chief steps up and says, yes. Everybody goes crazy. Everybody cheers. And then the rally ends. Nigga, like, what? Like, not one police officer stepped forward and was like, here's my badge. I resign. Nobody did nothing. So it was like, What was really the point?
What was that reason?
What was the point? Where exactly, Cardi? What was that reason? what did we really expect to accomplish with asking, like, yo, we want the cops to resign right now? Who are against Black Lives Matter? Like, y'all really expect the white folks to really be like, all right, yep, you know what? I'm a racist, and I want it to be known. You're right. Right. You're right. You know what?
I'm taking my Klan hoodie off for all you niggas now. Yup, yup.
All right.
All right, you got me.
You got me. I'll take it off. Like, no.
Fact, like, that's not like that, right? Wasn't going to do nothing. Like, them cops didn't even budge an inch. And it's just like this other video I saw on Twitter yesterday, right? This guy, I guess, was still protesting somewhere, and he's recording it, and a cop pulls up. He puts his window down. He was like, hey, how you doing? He was like, I'm bad now because you pulled up. Talking to the cop, and the cop was like, "Well, I might make your day because I'm giving up." And then Black Lives Matter protester was like, "What do you mean?" He was like, "I'm giving up. You guys won." He was like, "So you're about to resign?" He was like, "Yeah, I'm leaving my department." And he was like, "What?" He was like, "Oh wow, really?" He was like, "Can I do an interview with you and ask you why you're doing this?" And the cop was like, "Absolutely not." And so it was like, the part that the Black Lives Matter guy was missing was when he asked him, so you're resigning? He didn't say yes. He said, I'm leaving this department because I'm tired of y'all. So That nigga is still going to be a cop, but just not in that given city. Right. So it's like, yo, we really mistaken our W's. We're really mistaking our L's for W's. So it's like, I mean, I kind of just went on a rant in regards to the question I asked Grundy about, or what he said about protests and how I feel like it's not really doing nothing in today's day and age. But yeah, so we protest for a month and then we forget about it and then we go on about the next thing.
Y'all left it a dumbass reason. Like, all right.
Nah,
crickets, why were we here?
Facts. It's like, yo, y'all really expected cops to resign right there? Because the chief said he would accept it if y'all did? That don't mean anything. I'm in the stands, like, looking around like, this is what we're asking for? Like this is dumb. Like, we're not asking for nothing right now. Like,
they were drinking them fluoride smoothies.
Y'all got to understand, like, how deeply rooted these cops are and, like, what it really means to be a cop. And everything like that, like it's really a fraternity and a gang that they're involved in. Like, it's deeper than that badge. Like, I better do the research on what it really means to be a cop and stop playing. Like, the origins of police and cops and
slave catchers.
They are the strongest gang in the world.
Facts.
What I say to bro? What I say to you one day? How? Not to go super off topic, but I was explaining to bro, right?
That.
Like, so you know, I smoke. And it was just like, you know, we in the midst of all the different things that were going on with the George Floyd and just a few different things. And I said to bro, we was having a conversation. I said, yo, you ever think, like, do gangsters think, right? Like, dudes that are, like, gangster, and you go in and you tell, right? Like, I feel like the cops, like, laugh.
Right.
Because innate.
Snitch.
Yeah, because, like, if you think about it, right? Like, they look at us, and they like, dang, you know, you're supposed to be this super tough guy. Y'all kill people, and you do whatever you do. And then, dang, I came in here, and I said some words to you, and I might have jumped over the table, slammed my hand down, and that got you to give up your so-called best friend.
Mm-hmm.
My homie went, and not to be so explicit, but, you know, I feel like they like, my homie shot somebody on TV, and they seen it all, and I didn't say anything. You get what I'm saying? So, like, I was saying to bro, like, I wonder if, like, dudes that's, like, super gangster think of that. Like, in a sense, that's just one reason why you shouldn't cooperate.
Because
It's like, they're not cooperating with us, bro.
Right.
At all. Like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm no Jesse Jackson, no super tough guy, but just they are not cooperating with us at all. Mm-hmm. They are not telling on each other. Like, you feel what I'm saying? You can't even – how many times have y'all seen where – a cop won't even say his fellow buddy is wrong, whether it's across the state, across the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? They won't even say that each other's wrong. Like,
they'll check each other.
You know what I mean? They ride for each other to the end.
Right.
To the end. Like, all the way to the end. And we kind of like,
you know. John Wick and his dogs.
Facts.
Facts. And it's like, once you become a cop, it's like race don't even matter. Because it'd be the black cops. It'd be riding for the white cops, too. It's like, yo. Oh, we're all blue now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
They like, listen, we won. Bro. Like,
facts. It's crazy, bro. It's like, yo, right. Like a black person becoming a cop. It's like, yo, you really sold your soul. Like, unless you really about to be like the spook by the door type time, but it's like, I'm really about to try to make a difference. And I don't want to say all
like
black
I
cops
said,
sold their soul. That might be offensive. To some
or
people.
Like I said, if you're
that,
a black cop, you should be a black cop in your city. So like, you know, people like you grew up with these people like. People gonna respect you more. Like,
that's a fact. That is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That is all the way a fact.
Like, not to say I'm gonna become a cop, but y'all know me. We grew up 10 years from now, and I was a cop in your neighborhood. You'd be like, yeah, that's probably a good nigga.
Facts. You would try to be a Newcastle County cop or a Wilmington cop. You know what I mean?
I ain't claiming no set.
I'm just saying, where you from?
We ain't going to claim they set.
I'm just trying to reiterate what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, being a cop where you're from makes more sense. And I think that's a part of the problem as well. It's like we get these white boys from fucking bumblefuck West Virginia trying to be our cops in the inner city and be shook when stuff pop off. Because it's like, yo, you're not from here. So
hey, if I see Lil Ray, I'm a cop. I see Lil Ray Ray on the corner. I'm like, yo, you don't gotta do this, man. I would lock you up. Stop doing this stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do something. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Take the drugs from him or something.
Right.
But give him a warning, and then give him a better outlet at the same time.
Facts.
instead of locking him up and ruining his life forever.
Right. We need our own policing our own.
Exactly.
That is a fact.
And teaching our own. And you know what I mean? And supplying our own. Like that's
true.
Like, I just trying to wrap it back around to the black dollar. But it's the truth. It's like if we police our own, are teaching our own, are selling to our own, are buying from our own, a lot of the prejudice, you know what I mean, they're getting followed in stores. You know what I mean?
Deceased is a lot of dead.
The facts, a lot of that stuff would not be existent. But
y'all are saying it's all the way 100.
So it's really levels to all this, man. But
we definitely need to, you know, like you said, just to wrap it around to the black dollar thing. Like,
my man TSA said, this Wakanda.
That shit was so dumb, bro. He got flamed on Twitter for that. He got flamed so crazy on Twitter for that. Niggas was like, did he really just say this is Wakanda? Like, that's a real place?
You know? Crazy.
What were you saying, Lil?
No, just saying, like, I definitely think that, you know, how bro said, how both of y'all said, like, we should police our own communities because we know how to deal with each other.
Right.
I feel like some of these, you know, I know some of these things that, I'm going to be real, all the way 100. I feel like some of these things that have happened to us from, you know, white officers have been wrong. But as I've said to bro as well in one of our conversations, some of these things also we have to really sit back and think, like he just said. Somebody from bumblefuck West Virginia, they don't come encounter with us all the time. You feel what I'm saying? So they don't know how we act.
And imagine them coming somebody in contact from Westside Wilmington.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They don't know how we act. So as a natural effect, you got to think about it. Like, you're going to be on the fence. Like, so I feel like some of these things that have happened have been, like, truly out of fear or just, like, strictly because they don't know how to – they're not around us. Like, you know, kind of, you know, my man Nick Cannon said. Like, they're not around us. They're not used to us. So I feel like some of those things – but, you know, not to say that it's not wrong, but if we police our own communities, it's like if Rob is an officer and he's been growing up around the neighborhood – it's like Rob going to know, like, oh, yeah, you know, bull crazy. So it's like he going to know how to talk to him. And he's not going to pull his gun and be extra, extra, which is he don't, you know what I mean? That may make him crazier. Yeah.
Or I know somebody down the street may have a mental problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you may know.
Disability.
Yeah, facts. You may know somebody's family member to be like, yo, you know, cousin out here is tripping, man. I'm just trying to work.
OG Grinch, yeah, hey, you know what I'm saying? Call your mom, man.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Don't make me call your auntie.
Don't make me call your mom, man.
Just let me work. Please let me work. Shout out to Lux. Shout out to Lux. But, yeah, man, it's like, I don't even know what it's like.
Yeah,
I don't know what
that is. You got any other black business owner questions?
I don't believe so. Y'all got any questions for me?
Oh, I do have one thing to say to future.
Oh yeah, black, yeah, that would be the final one. Like, what would be some advice or, you know, I mean, final thoughts you would have to potential or entrepreneurs or potential people who want to start a clothing line, etc. That could be, yeah. But you already beat me to it, so yeah, like, go ahead. Yeah,
like I said earlier, it's not gonna happen overnight. It take time. It takes a lot of time. Don't be in it for the money. If it's really your passion, then you gonna know, cause you like bro Lil said. You're going to wake up and be doing it. You're going to be working on a project for 16 hours straight. Don't even know. You probably don't even eat. But you, facts. If it's a painting or if it's a pair of jeans, right. If it's a shirt, like, you're going to be so passionate about it. Time's just going to fly. You're just going to put all your energy and your love into it. Most importantly, you know, be original. Find a name or a niche that's good for you and, you know, work hard. And most importantly, trademark and LLC y'all names, man. That's a big thing because y'all don't want y'all getting big and big and big and big and somebody steal your name and then they can sue you for everything you got and then you salty. So, you know, trademark, register your name, LLC, all that type of stuff. Make sure you're a business entity.
We still got to do that, bro.
Indeed. But, yeah, that's imperative for any businesses and future entrepreneurs.
Agree. Any advice you got for the young kings and queens out there, Lil?
I would just say, man, like, stay focused, man. Have a lot of patience. Just, you know, with yourself, with the growth you want to see. Have a lot of patience. Keep that tunnel vision. and just, you know, do what's for you. Because, mm-hmm. you know, like my little cousin, I get people, not just him, but I get people all the time that kind of like, yo, I want to start a clothing line. Like, what should I do? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I'm all the way 100. Like, bro, honestly, I can't tell you what to do because I could give you a good idea. But if your heart's not there, you're not going to be able to perfect it and take it to where, you know, the levels it can go to.
Facts. If it doesn't resonate with you, it's not. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Facts. You know what I'm saying? So.
Facts.
Stay patient. Stay focused, man. Oh, one other thing is definitely support other black businesses. Indeed. Because what goes around comes around. So if you think you're going to go out here and spend all your money with these other companies that don't give a flying fuck about you and you think you're going to get customers, mm-hmm. it's probably not going to work that way. So, you know, keep your dollar fluctuating. Just stay patient. You know, stay focused. Do what works for you.
Word. And to those people out there, I kind of want to address this. I addressed it with Grundy, you know what I mean? And it's still because it was bothering me, and I ain't want him to feel no type of way. But even with Liv as well, man, if you – because on some, I'm a come clean, right? So I'm on the pile with both of these gentlemen right here. And when it comes to spending money and dropping bread, I haven't bought clothes from either one of them. You know what I mean? And I'm just going to keep it 100.
You little punk. I'm going to
keep it 100. I haven't. And if that's the case, so, you know what I mean? If you're not, not to say that I'm not, but if you're for some reason not financially stable and not financially able to support your friends financially, you know what I mean? Do the little stuff. You know what I mean? They post stuff, throw it in your story. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Put other people on.
Repost.
You know what I mean? Word of mouth. You know what I mean? Free support. You know what I mean? Just by posting this stuff, putting other people on. You know what I mean? I may not have purchased anything myself, but I've had homies purchase from Grundy. You know what I mean? Whenever I see Lil post something, I try to repost it and throw it in my story. You know what I mean? So there's other ways to support without having to feel like you have to open your wallet. It's kind of was the point of me saying that. But yeah, it's the support, you know what I mean? Like I said, you don't have to support financially. If you can't, just try to support some type of way, word of mouth, putting somebody else on, because somebody's going to purchase it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Sure. Somebody's going to fuck with it. Somebody's going to have the bag and be able to drop a couple dollars in their pocket just by you telling them about it. You feel me? So...
Facts. And we ain't stuck up. At least I know me and Grundy ain't stuck up. I'll be happy when somebody reposts. I'll be like, man, like I probably it's probably like too much thank you. Like.
Facts. So it's levels to the support. You feel me? It's levels to the support. Like, cause I mean, I know the same way we see. You know, what I mean, we might see like a fire lookbook from Gucci or from somebody, and we throw it in our story. Like, this shirt is fire. Oh, this collection is about to be tough. But we don't got no intention to buying it because we know it's too expensive.
Right.
You know what I mean? We might post a new Jordans just coming out. Oh, these is hard. Knowing damn well you're not about to cop them shits on Saturday, but you still reposted it, saw somebody else who might not even be in the fashion. Like, oh, these are coming out? I'm about to cop them. So, it's the same way, same situation. So, right word. Just support any way you can is kind of what the overarching point of me saying all that was. You feel me?
Keep the dollar black.
So... Indeed. Word. Fly God. Gotta play some Griselda, bro. Have I played Griselda on this pod yet?
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think so.
Facts, man. The Fly God.
I don't know what I've played, though. That's the thing.
Conductor. Since you said Fly God, let's say how he's a great ass designer himself.
Oh, yeah. His merch be crazy.
Let's be super. I'm saying Westside is like... You know, people ain't really giving them enough credit because that merch is crazy.
Whoever cooked a half a brick in the air fryer. Shout out to Buffalo, yo. Y'all ever been to Buffalo? Yeah, me neither. I never been to upstate. But you got anything else you want to tell the people while I have this West Side play in the background? Any music you listen to? Anything else you want to wrap it up that's happened over this past week?
Man, I just been chilling, watching Avatar, Legend of Korra. You know me, I've been doing some nerd stuff. You know, like Avatar, real spiritual, you know what I'm saying? Like lessons.
Shout out to Aang.
This John, you know what I'm saying? Aang passed, you know what I'm saying? The new John. It's cool. It's the female character. She the lead. It's all good. It's all lit. She tough. She strong. Anywho's. Music been on shuffle lately, so everything.
Facts.
I've been chilling, grinding, working.
Word.
That's about it.
Y'all got anything coming out? Any new drops? Any new collections y'all want to put the people onto?
I definitely do. Right now, I got a Rose Out the Mud collection coming out.
What's the drop?
It's probably going to be next month. For sure.
Word.
I don't give dates.
Got you.
TBA. TBA.
I don't give dates. I just like to, you know, I'm popping up in your area with it. You want to see me? You want to see a post?
I can dig it. So, surprise drop like Beyonce?
That's how we carry facts.
I can dig it.
Hopefully I can get to her exposure one day. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, for sure. It's in the works, bro. We just got to stay consistent, man. Just got to stay consistent.
Got drops every day, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Just be on the lookout.
Facts.
Alternative Demand on Instagram, at Alter Demand on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Also, to shout out other black businesses. Like I said before, I'm a brand ambassador for Kinky Curly Elegance, which is a black owned hair company. You know what I'm saying? Get your hair creams, your clarifying mask, your everything, your hair-related products from there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Celestial Conversations, you know, one of the best and coldest and coolest and meanest and educated podcasts on the goddamn internet and airwaves.
Yes, sir.
Shout out my homeboy Lil Chanel Rose, you feel me? Goddamn, shout out everybody, man. Who else?
You just want to go down the line and close?
Shout out my homeboy Reese. And his podcast, Unsolicited Culture.
Facts. The good brother in L.A.
Who else out there? Man, if I forgot y'all know I love y'all. Support black business, that's all I can say.
Facts.
Facts, man. Sheesh, man. Just spend y'all money. You know, y'all got a lot of black designers from, I got to say myself first, Chanel Rose. You got Face Your Fears. You got Joyride Denim. You want to go big name, y'all got Milano's. If y'all want to feel Gucci-ish, y'all got Bonnie Perus. You know, Rich God. We got a lot of black designers. So just,
you're
gonna have a lot to choose from.
You're going to have to text me all them ats, because I'm about to tag every single one of them.
I got you.
I'm about
sure.
to tag every single one of them. I'm going to give a shout out, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man Phil. I was gonna try to call him, have him tap into this episode too, but he was busy. For those who don't know, Phil, aka Human Aliens.
Oh yeah, his stuff is fire.
That's my guy.
His stuff is super fire.
Facts. Shout out to the God.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? The Philly legend himself.
He be sending me photos all the time. His stuff.
Yeah. Like the way he turned. I've never seen like cartoons like that.
Facts.
You wouldn't even think that it could be like.
Word. He'd
that,
be having
you know
anime.
What I mean?
He'd be having,
thing, it'd be looking luxury. Right? You
facts.
Know what I mean? A lot.
He'd be having the anime characters dripped.
Facts.
Like, dripped out.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, I didn't even know you could put anime characters on bathing suits like this.
Like, exactly. It's crazy. So shout out to him. You know what I mean? Human Aliens. Shout out to Lil Bro, Team Sauce. You know what I mean? Unknown the Foe. Shout out to him. Shout out to my homie Haas. You know what I mean? Up and coming. Clothing coming soon. Shout out to Mike, you know what I mean? Nonchalant clothing brand coming soon as well. I'm trying to think, man. Again, anybody we forgot, pardon us, bro, because there's so many people out there
shout
who show love to.
Shout out Pure Printing. Shout out Telemade Printing. Shout out,
double shout out Pure Printing.
I don't know, facts. Like I said, I'm still trying to think about everybody.
Double shout out Pure Printing.
Right.
Facts.
She really done, you know, turned some things up.
Mm-hmm. Pure Printing done changed my life in, what, 5 months?
No cap.
Get you some Pure Printing today.
Pure Printing.
Facts.
Yeah, that's all my shots right now. Like I said, if I forgot y'all, I got y'all in the future.
Oh, yeah, make sure y'all tap in with Pelf World.
Word.
Pelf World.
Like I said, y'all gotta text me all these Instagram pages, bro. Text me all these Instagram pages. So I'm gonna try to have them all in the description for y'all. But I mean, if I miss some, just rewind it. Just rewind it at the end of the day.
Well, everything I just named, y'all definitely don't gotta go to Gucci Louis.
Right. Yeah. Everything is cap. Facts. But yeah, man, that's everything, man. We can wrap this episode up, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I forgot about Savage Time TV.
Oh, yeah, word. Yeah, shout out to the homies over there at Savage Time, man. We got that interview should be dropping hopefully not the end of this month, early September. I can see the gods on Savage Time, Grundy and myself. Our first interview for Celestial Conversations.
That's fire. Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to that for y'all, man.
As am I, man.
I'm an interview watcher, so for y'all to be on, I seen how he really presents it. That really gives me like a Vlad type of feel.
That's exactly what I was saying on there.
Definitely feeling that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Word. Kudos to y'all, man.
Facts, facts. But
I'm excited for that.
That's a good situation. Like, the interview was like, it's like, yeah, like we're really working.
Right. Working.
Trying to exposure.
Yeah. Indeed. But yeah, man, so if y'all don't got nobody else to shout out, man, again, this is Celestial Conversations, episode 47. As always, this is your boy King Vaughn on the mic. You can follow me at KingXVaughn_ on Instagram and Rugby_Reggie on Twitter. And our guest that we have with us today, tell the people who you are one more again.
All right, you got at No Stylist Steez. That's the personal on Instagram. And then, but y'all don't have to follow the personal. I really want y'all to just follow at Chanel Rose. So, @CHNELROSE. Yes, once again, CHN, no A. So, CHNELROSE for all of the latest drops and all that good stuff.
Indeed.
I appreciate y'all again, man.
Again.
Oh, no problem, brother. No problem. No problem. It's always a pleasure having you on. It's always good laughs, good educational talks, you know.
Facts.
But last but not least, it's me, your boy Grundy, Grundy the Ghost. You follow me at The Grundy Show on Instagram and Twitter. Follow us, the podcast, at Celestial_Conversations. And on Twitter, at Celestial Convos. And you can follow my brand at Alternative Demand on Instagram, at Alter Demand, A-L-T-E-R Demand on Twitter. And you can check out the website, www.alternativedemand.net.
Yes, yes. And with that being said, I'm going to holler at y'all, man. I'm going to let this West Side rock out for a little bit. But until next week, peace and love.
Peace.
Listen to time, top critches and fly winning for fly pictures, sipping pain in the rain, never got wet. This for my niggas. This